Oh, welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast. Quick question before we get going.
When you
walk into work on a sunny day, right? Let's say you're wearing the sunglasses.
Yeah.
How many minutes into walking into the building do you take off your glasses?
I'm usually 30 seconds, and then I pop them onto my hair just in case they need to go back down. I don't put them away just yet.
Got it. Do you know of people that will wear them for longer than like a few minutes after they enter a building?
It's a really good question, and I usually get judgy when I do see it. Like, what's the reason? Did they have a long night? Do they have pink eye? Do they think they're too cool? Like, are they Hollywooding?
That's the one. Are they Hollywooding? You know, they like the way they look in the shades. They're all of a sudden they're making a little more small talk. Some more people see them with the shades on. Hey, what's up?
Peacocking a little bit. You're getting a compliment. You're feeling good, looking good.
Yeah. Pointing. Hey, what's up, Eddie? Yo. Hey, yo, what's up, Fonz, man? Hey, how's it going, dude?
Can you go to HR if someone compliments your sunglasses?
Depends how they compliment them.
All right, I'm going to say two ways. Hey, those are nice shades. I like those Ray-Bans.
I think that's... you're clear. I think you're in the clear, bro. Yeah.
And then you could say something like, hey, those are really nice shades. Like, I never thought of you... I never saw you in through those lenses before. I never thought of you that way.
Huh? What do you mean by that? This is good too when people do this. I like when people go.
That usually means that you said that's the equivalent to me of raising your eyebrows. Yeah. Like, wait, you need to say what you just said again because I don't think I heard you clearly the first time. That's almost you're in trouble yeah. If someone says that.
We have a defensive player of the year. It's Asia Wilson and
what?
Alana Smith. Also, I do this sometimes when you have kids. You gotta do that.
I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah. That's I get judgy too when I see someone with their shades on and it's like, if you've been in the building for 10 minutes, you still have the sunglasses on. Why? I get what you're doing.
You should ask it.
Why do you have your glasses on?
And when they give you a reason, they're going to lie right through their teeth to you.
Oh, they'll probably say something dumb like...
I'm light sensitive. I had a migraine this morning. You know, I just... the lights bother me when I first get into the building. I think there's new LED lights in this building. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't.
Right through your teeth to you.
Hey, I didn't even realize I still had them on. What about that?
Oh my gosh, I forgot to take these off. I'm embarrassed.
Sorry.
Render me embarrassed.
Sorry about that. I'm not a fan. I judge immediately if I see them on for more than 2 minutes. They should be off right away. You come in the building, take them off. And don't walk out. Same thing walking out. Don't put them on to walk through the building.
Pat McAfee is wearing them. He's doing his... Mm-hmm. Preview of the game, but they are outside, so I guess he can wear them.
If you're outside, you do have the, I think, the green light to wear your shades. Well, the second,
it's funny
first
depending
round,
on the depending on the age, the sunglasses worn out of pocket could mean different things. Like if you're in high school and you're wearing them, you know, you can assume something. If you're in your 20s and you get to work, you know, you went out late that night.
Uh-huh.
You know, then you get into the... You're in your 70s.
You got cataracts, maybe. You have cataracts and so you...
Yeah. But somewhere in between there is the Hollywood stage. Mm-hmm. Where people are just feeling themselves that day.
Good for them. I'm not that guy, but... Yeah, I'm happy that people have the confidence to walk through... Like stand in an elevator, walk through some hallways with glasses on, saying hi to people, thinking that it's okay.
Sometimes I envy the jealousy that people have. I'm sorry, I envy the confidence that people have when they can do that.
Me too. A lot more people should be a lot less confident. I don't know if we're a hater, but it's just my take. And talking
I will
about
say,
hating,
I think I don't want to keep going. I'm going to keep going on the sunglasses.
Go.
I'm pretty sure when we were interviewing some players at the W games, I'm pretty sure there have been some media members that are inside of the stadium, actually. And it made me think, like, how are the lights too bright?
You're saying that someone on a basketball team is wearing a media member interviewing the superstar players
without the superstar players don't have sunglasses on,
but the media member is wearing shades.
Maybe he or she had cataracts.
Yeah, I saw that as well, and I took note. And I'll never forget it. Because it's just, what a move, man. Again, good for he or her to having that confidence and wearing those glasses all throughout the scrum for his 90 minutes of warm-ups and scrum, and never took them off once. Hey, you look cool, though, right? Did he look cool?
He or she look cool.
He or she.
I love scrum. That's I've been getting to enjoy the scrum a little bit more than I've used to.
Yeah, the scrum is lackluster for some games, and I think the media needs to step up and maybe take off their sunglasses when they're interviewing these players out of respect. I don't know. It's just me. But well, are we done? Should we move on to?
Yeah, let's get off this high horse.
Yeah, we're nobody. I think we got two people listening, and one of them's my mom, I think.
I pay one of my
Pay the other one?
I pay one of my coworkers to listen.
You're paying? I'll take the listen, but
well, it's a good deal. It was $5 an episode or $25 for the season. So I just paid $25 for the season.
That is smart. Thanks for doing that. We do need the numbers to pump up a little bit.
I've been meaning to ask you, can I write
that
off?
Yeah, let me write this down. I'm actually going to write it down. I think tax season soon or it's now. All right. Talk to the accountant. God, I think we can write that off.
By the way, have your hazards on? Are you on a main road right now?
No, I parked over to the side. Just got out of work. But before I head home, it's chaos at the house with the kids. And there's no way we would be able to get this pod off. And we wanted to cover the first round of the playoffs. So, you know, you got to, if it's daily, you got to do it when you can.
All right. I like that.
This episode we just have a sponsorship.
Oh, good.
This episode of They Got Game is sponsored by Lucy Gum. Wintergreen flavor. It's smart nicotine, if you're into that thing. All right. Okay. We're in the semifinals. Is that, and if you're over 18, you got to be over 18 for Lucy Gum. Yes. I'm not trying to.
It's 21 now.
It's 21? You got to be 21?
Come on, let's say that for another time.
All right. Yeah, it's 21. Round two, the Liberty, we'll start Liberty Mercury, was last night, and the Goliath, the defending champs, they go down. Phoenix, I think we called it. We said if there was an upset in the first round, it will be Phoenix. And it's an upset, not by seeding, but by defending champ and how many stellar players are on the Liberty. And they did. They win that second game at home, and then they go on to lose the third game in Phoenix. And they just look like they didn't play like themselves. JJ was struggling. Sabrina struggled again, even though she scored a decent amount of points. I can't remember exactly how much, but she was 3-for-13 from beyond the arc. Oof. Is that acceptable? I don't know.
A lot of haters. 3-point shooting games like that from her. Uh-huh. You know, it's interesting. The team goes the distance. First game goes to overtime. Second game, Phoenix blows out the Liberty. In the third game, Stewie looked a little bit more like herself. She definitely was hobbled from game one. You know, she scored in the 20s. So, you know, despite having an injury, she actually wore an electronic knee brace for that sprained MCL, which I thought was interesting. I'm interested in that new technology, what that is. But I just think there was a lack of cohesion the last couple of months from the Liberty. They could never just get the same roster, the same players on the court, same rotation. You know, you had injuries for JJ, injuries from Cloud, injuries from Stewie, just, you know, and they just didn't seem like that juggernaut that they were the year before. And kudos to Phoenix. They had a lot of players that played well. Bonner, I think she eclipsed being the most rebounds ever in playoff, WNBA playoff history. I think 612, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. You had the lefty who I feel terrible because I say I'm gonna ask you to help. Yeah. I say Sabali, but I think I'm missing.
Yeah, you're right, Sabali. So, it's not spelled Sabali that way in American, but or in English.
She looked, she was great throughout the series, and you know, Phoenix really impressed me. Kudos to them for moving on to the semis and punching their ticket to the Final Four, so to speak.
That's right. And the Mercury will go on to play, I believe it's the, let me see here. Is it the Lynx? Or is it the, yes, it's the Lynx. Mercury Lynx.
The one seed.
The one seed. That's tough. The
Lynx did take out their brooms. They won two. In game two, I think they were down almost 17 points and they rallied back to come back. They just really are a juggernaut defensively. They have unbelievable. You have a co-defensive player of the year. You have last year's defensive player of the year. You have Dejanay. You have a potential six-woman of the year. You have, you know, throwing Courtney Williams. They are just an absolute juggernaut. You have a coaching guru in Coach Reeves. They're healthy right now, and I don't think anything is stopping them this year.
Yeah, you really put it that way. It's that team is the most stacked team in the WNBA by far. You have arguably a coach of the year. Reeve could win it any year. An MVP in Collier, a defensive player in Collier, a co-defensive player of the year in Alana Smith, a most improved player in Dejanay Carrington, potentially a defensive player of the year in Dejanay Carrington. You got six woman, hide him in if you want. Courtney Williams is an all-star certified. Kayla McBride is an all-star to me. It's really an unfair team here.
Can we add one more thing to that?
Yeah.
One more thing is they're hungry. They lost in game five of the finals last year. They want this. You know, they know what it feels like to be that close and, you know, not reach their goal. So I think there's, you know, that extra motivation of hunger. Like, they don't want that to happen again.
I agree. And I'll shout out to BC Bridget. She's Miss Consistency, Miss Congeniality as well. She really has been there for a little bit and she kind of goes unsung, but she's so, she's a big part of that team as well. And they're hungry. They want the chip. Collier and company, if they lose it this year, it's kind of like if you listen to Taylor on the last episode,
you might have to blow up the team. They might not. Yeah, Reggie Miller is
Charles Barkley.
Steve
I don't
Nash.
Know. Yeah, you never want that. It's hard to win a chip no matter where you are. So it's really theirs to lose this season. They face a Mercury team that is good, but I think they are unmatched. The Lynx are unmatched. Am I saying that right? The Lynx are outmatched. No, the Mercury's outmatched.
Outmatched.
Maybe that's what I'm trying. Maybe I need to chew another piece of this gum.
However, can I switch to the other side of the bracket? Speaking of unmatched, Atlanta, the three seed.
They won, right?
They were supposed to dog walk the Fever. And, you know, Fever, we've obviously talked about how many injuries they've had to their key players. And, you know, shout out to the Fever from being resilient, moving on to the next round, winning in three without, you know, some of their starters. It really shows that, you know, they have some depth. They have people step up. I know you spoke to some of the players on the team and a potential MVP players on their team.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to speak to Lexi, Sophie, Aaliyah. Aaliyah Boston is sort of, to me, the rock on that team. The way she you know, people are bothered of the way she plays, but the way she knows how to use her body and her size, she's really a disruptor. And then you have Kelsey Mitchell, an MVP. I think she's tipped her hat to Stephanie White for trusting her, where other coaches, she said, didn't trust her to handle the ball or be that scorer. And she's really blossomed into this phenomenal player for Indiana. And they're going to be tough to beat, even for the Aces, because it's just the momentum they're heading into this series.
Yeah. And speaking of the Aces, I think everyone was shocked. You know, they go into that series with a 16-game winning streak. They win game one, extending it to 17. Then they lose game two. You know, force it to game three. So the streak was snapped. And then it goes down to the wire in game three. You have a potential upset city. And shot goes up. Shot goes up. Hits the rim. The lights go off.
Lights out.
What happened? Who won? Who won the series?
I want to know the guy that presses the button there. Like, he must have been like this the whole game. Like, I'm shaking my finger over the button. Because
I'll tell you what, if that was the Kawhi Leonard shot in game seven with against Philadelphia, where he takes that three in the corner and it bounces up over the rim like three or four times, and those lights went off after the first bounce, nobody knows who won the game.
You could, when the lights are out, anything could happen. Maybe you get a little goaltending. Hey, I didn't touch the ball. If it's dark enough, you can't see a fingertip touch the ball.
We didn't see it go in.
Definitively say it went in.
Or they pull a Russia, United States, Olympic basketball where they did three redos.
A redo would be wild.
We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again.
Do you believe in miracles, you know? Yeah, that is something. Well, it didn't go in. It looked like it was after the buzzer, but that is not the person with their finger on the switch to make that call. It was pretty close. I'm not 100% sure it was after the buzzer, but Skylar passes it to Gabby. It's under a second, and she tries to just get it off with a little touch, and Seattle goes down. It's a tough loss for Skylar Diggins, a veteran who hasn't seen a chip in her WNBA career. So
played with a lot of passion. Actually, shout out to Seattle because, you know, they really pushed it to the brink against a team that is, you know, pumping on all cylinders and have last year's MVP, Asia Wilson, who's looked unbelievable. And, you know, she's made a case and put herself back into that MVP talk. So shout out to Seattle. They really put up a very good fight in the first round.
Yeah, Seattle, where do they go from here? They've always been on like the precipice of getting to the finals and they just haven't done it. They have some star players, but Nneka and Skylar. And yeah, I don't know. Do they get a new coach? That's been rumored. But we will see what goes on in Seattle, Washington.
You know what I think would be? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't know where I was going. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what's interesting in this next matchup of the Aces and the Fever, could you imagine you start hearing whispers like, Caitlin's kind of been feeling better. Like, maybe like one more week and like, who knows? Like, if the Fever somehow beat the Aces and Caitlin and CeCe returns to the WNBA Finals, could you imagine the buzz of that happening?
Can they do that? Is it still a groin injury? Is it, or is,
you know,
is
we
it
might
not
know. We might not know. They could be hiding whatever it is.
Yeah, it really seems like it's up in the air. Did they confirm it's a groin? And that's
really
the only injury that she's suffering. So
it
you see her jumping around
like
on the sideline, throwing the dub up.
Could you imagine just her jogging through the tunnel in uniform, like getting ready to warm up? Like the place would explode in Indiana.
So if it is announced that she's making a return to play in the finals, the place would explode. Ticket sales would go through the roof. Ratings would go absolutely bonkers if Indiana makes it to the finals.
the one thing they could do, even if it's a mind game, they could say that CC is questionable to play. Now you have the Aces have to, you know, game plan for her, which mm-hmm. throws a little bit of you know, a little extra element of gamesmanship into the mix of you know, having a game plan for CC is no easy thing. It's a completely different defensive scheme whether she's on the court or not.
Exactly. So again, is it possible they? I guess why not, right? She's not on IR or anything. It's just they announced she can't. She's not going to come back this season. But who knows? It's possible. It's a best of five series in the semifinals. So it goes the distance. It's a little more time. Does CC come back?
And then you win that series. That next series is a best of seven. You know, that can go like almost almost 2 weeks it could go. So, you know, some extra time to heal up from whatever injury she, you know, may have sustained months ago.
All right. We got some great WNBA basketball up ahead. We're going to finish this one off and we'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening.